As I just said, the House has passed the economic rescue plan, and joining me now is Mike Santoli, associate editor at Barron's Magazine. Hey, Mike, long time no see.
Yeah.
It was an hour ago. We had no idea when we were talking an hour ago whether this was going to happen, but the vote was not really all that close this time. Were you surprised?
Not terribly surprised, no. I do think that coming into today, there were pretty clear signals we were going to get passage. In fact, I think Speaker Pelosi said she wouldn't even bring it to a vote unless she was rather confident we were going to get it passed. Whether there were enough things added into this bill that people could say they were voting for those provisions versus the overall $700 billion mandate is unclear. But I think the fact that, you know, you saw, for example, the stock market up pretty smartly all morning, largely because this was baked into their expectations.
It's up 252 points at this moment. So that's really, is that a psychological effect?
Oh, yes. It is a psychological effect, and it's an expression of hope that this particular measure is setting up this $700 billion fund to sort of take on many of the problem assets that have been so much in focus in the financial business is going to work. It's going to have some effectiveness. You know, the Federal Reserve has gone through very creative and heroic lengths to make lots of money available by its own powers to these institutions, and yet the presence of a lot of these toxic loans and other instruments on their books has really not allowed them to get back anywhere near business as usual. So, again, an expression of hope, although we can't say for sure if this is going to be really any kind of magic.
So we have no idea whether it will ease up credit in the market in the near future.
Really know, and I guess we're going to have to also wait on details of how it will be implemented, how long they expect it to take before they actually start buying mortgages and buying other loans. We don't know. It's certainly the most forceful effort yet to attempt to address this credit crisis. I do think, though, that there's going to be some doubt out there as to whether it's going to really bring normalcy back. I don't see any way it doesn't help on the margin, at least. But I don't know that we're necessarily going to really have a lot of firepower in the banking system to go out and aggressively refresh their appetite for making loans.
Now, the vote wasn't even close, which means a major turnaround. It was 263 to 171, and the House had voted down the package 228 to 205 just this Monday.
Yes, and I mean, the defeat of the bill on Monday obviously was unexpected and obviously elicited a very violent reaction, you know, by the markets and I think by commentators in general. Whereas before, the focus was mostly on the sort of public outrage at this idea of a quote bailout. I think since then, even perhaps if on Tuesday the House said, okay, it's a do-over, let's vote again on the same bill, they may even have gotten passage because I just feel as if Congress did not want to seem as if, you know, they were a party to causing any market or economic pain. And, you know, this morning we had a reasonably weak monthly employment report, which probably underscored to most members that whether this, you know, is going to be magic for the economy or not, they had to seem like they were responding.
And I assume with all the add-ons President Bush is going to sign this, he's going to be talking in 5 or 10 minutes from now.
I'm positive he will, and you know the add-ons have never been a thing that have prevented a president's signature in this administration.
Except when they'd want to veto something and they need an excuse.
Right. Clearly.
Mike Santoli is associate editor at Barron's Magazine. Thank you so much for talking with us again.
My pleasure. Thank you.